It's time to tune in for Eye of the Tigers. I'm your co-host, Peyton.
And I'm your co-host, Caitlin, and we are here to talk about all things athletics, academics, and truly anything under the sun.
Let's get it started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eye of the Tigers. I think we're episode 3 of this season.
Yes.
Fire. I feel like the semester is just speeding right by us.
Speeding so fast.
Ugh, we just got back from spring break.
Let's go.
Did you do anything fun?
Yes, spring break was so much fun. I'll give a little timeline. So I first went back to Texas on Sunday. Sunday, yes. I stayed a night at my sister's apartment at IU Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday to Tuesday, I was in Texas.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, flew out to Hawaii.
No way.
Yes. It was so, so much fun.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You have no idea.
It was amazing. I'd been in fifth grade to Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Maui this time.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Maui.
It was beautiful. It was so fun. I mean, we got to go, like, throughout the island. It was so amazing. Just sightseeing, and where we stayed was amazing. I'll touch on that more later.
Ooh.
But, yes. It was me, my mom, and my grandma.
Aww.
And I did skip a few days back, like, 2 days of school. So, like, I stayed till Tuesday.
I respect the grind.
Yeah. So, and then Wednesday I had a midterm. So, ooh. I was, like, studying a bit while there.
Mm-hmm.
I studied on the 8-hour flight to Hawaii.
Yep.
Literally the full 8 hours. It was insane. That midterm.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
What class was it for?
It was for my Foundations of Comm class with Seth Friedman.
Yes, Paige was telling me about it.
Yes. Oh, my Lanta. It was rough. Probably didn't need to study that much.
Yeah.
But we're an over-preparing person, if that makes
me
sense.
Me too, girl. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, if I had the time, I'm going to keep studying.
Why not?
And then, yeah, I got back on Tuesday night, I think, or something like that. But yeah, so that was like my vibe. I'll touch more into it, but
that sounds so nice. I yes. like, oh, I'm so jealous. We stayed here in Greencastle. Didn't get to enjoy the sun very much because it really was not here. Yeah, but so it was nice. Well, we went to Kentucky. So classes ended on Friday. We drove to Kentucky Friday night. And we went out there for our tournament, and, you know, in the forecast it had said rain that weekend all week, but, you know, we decided to chance it. We went down there. Every single game got canceled, so
Every single one.
So we got fully ready on Saturday, got on the bus, drove to the field, and meanwhile, it is pouring. Like, it is, we all know we are not playing a game today, and so we're on the bus. And then, boom, game's canceled. So then we drive back to the hotel. But my parents flew down, so that was really nice. So Saturday, I got to hang out with them. We went to the Louisville Slugger Museum. We got dinner.
Nice.
That was really nice. But so we stayed the night in Kentucky. Maybe Sunday's games will happen. We woke up Sunday morning. Games were canceled. So drove to Kentucky for quite literally nothing.
How like, long was the drive?
Like three and a half hours. Okay. So it's not bad.
Not crazy. Not crazy.
If it was anything more than that, I would have been not happy. But so then we got back Sunday kind of early. So then my parents and I drove up to Michigan.
Ooh.
And so we spent all of Monday in Ann Arbor and Detroit. So that was really fun. And then we were on campus just like hanging out. My grandparents flew down on Wednesday. So they had never been to DePauw. So that was really nice. And then we played Thursday, and it was, like, 25 degrees.
25 degrees.
Snow flurries were, like, happening that morning.
Spring break snow.
Yay! So we played a doubleheader against Franklin, and then we had a doubleheader against Calvin on Saturday. It was still cold, but it was, like, a sunny cold, so it was much better.
Much better,
and then
yeah.
we were supposed to play Trine Sunday, but those got canceled because of rain.
Mm-hmm.
So then we took a day trip to Chicago, which was really nice. So I got to spend a lot of quality time with my parents and my grandparents. So that was really
That's
nice.
That's good.
I just would have really enjoyed the sun. It would have been a luxury that would have made me really happy.
Yes. I know. Well, like the week leading up to spring break, it was so nice.
Dude, it was so sunny. I wore shorts and a tank top.
Yes. I was laying in my front yard with like a bra on and shorts. I was like, give me the tan.
This is the life.
I know. And then that's sad. That's sad. Because it gives you hope for spring break. You're like, yes. Yes, it's going to feel like summer. Nope.
No, and, faked out.
Since we've been back, too, it's been kind of icky.
I know.
Like, hello?
Like, bruh.
I know.
Please, where is the sun? I miss it.
I just want the sun.
Like, I'm tired. I can't do it anymore. I know. Like, I was finally out of my seasonal depression. I was like, oh my God, life is so good. Like, I was feeling hopeful about everything. And then the last 2 weeks, I've just been slapped in the face again. And I was like, oh, hey, seasonal depression. Welcome back.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know. I, like, literally didn't know that was a thing until coming to Indiana.
Dude, I was like, seasonal depression. I was like, I don't know why people think this is a thing. And then every time the sun comes out, I'm like, oh, I'm a completely different person when the sun is out.
Right? Uh-huh. Real.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's just us coming from Texas and California.
Dude,
but
I can't keep living like this. And, like, the worst part of it all is I'm like, I could have so easily gone to school in California.
Yeah.
And not had to deal with any of this. Like, I would have found somewhere I could have played softball and, like, mm-hmm. I would have enjoyed.
Yeah.
But no, I wanted to experience seasons. That sounds so fun. It's not fun. If you're listening to this podcast and you're from a sunny state and you want to go to a cold state, don't do it. It's not worth it. Go visit it for fun and then go back home where it's sunny and beautiful every single day.
Or get like 10,000 parkas.
Yeah.
You need lots of sweatpants.
Yep.
And lots of jackets because I did not have that when I first came here. I still don't.
Like, most of my long sleeves are cropped because, like, yes. At home it's like 40, 50. I'm like, you can wear a cropped shirt and like a sweater and you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
No exposed skin ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even your hands. Your hands are going to freeze.
Yep. Your ears will hurt if you don't have a beanie. Your lips will get extremely chapped all of the time. It's rough out here, guys. And then you'll get fake spring where you're like, oh, my God, we've made it. We've made it over the hump. And then, boom, 30 degrees again.
Oh, my goodness. That about sums it up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, so tell me more about your sunny Hawaii experience.
Yes.
Give me the highlights.
Okay, so Hawaii was very sunny. I very much adored it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, when we first arrived, so the time difference is about 5 hours.
Yeah.
So when we first arrived, it was raining a little bit.
Okay.
But every other day was absolutely amazing. like, shorts every day, swimsuit. Like, I was vibing. So, first night, we just decided to go get some food.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're tired and it's, like, it's almost late anyways. It's, like, we got there, I want to say, like, 5 or something.
Okay.
So
not much day left to do anything with.
Yeah, yeah. So, we get there. They give us this, like, guava juice for, like, our sign-in, like, to the hotel. Best thing ever. Never had it. I was, like, drinking my mom's and my grandma's. They were like, oh, this is so gross. And I was like,
Give it all.
So, I happily drank all of that. It was so good. So, we realized, this is crazy fact. Have you ever watched the movie Blended
by Adam Sandler? I love that movie.
You know the hotel they stayed at?
They are blending. Yes.
We were, like, right next to it.
Are you serious?
Like, it was in the same, like, area.
No way.
No joke. Like, walked by it, saw the pool and everything. Like,
oh, that is so cool.
Yes. So, that, we actually got to go see the hotel. Like, we walked inside of it and stuff because mm-hmm. that's where we were going to go eat. My grandma didn't feel well, like, right when we sat down. So, we went back to the hotel, just got some snacks, called it a day.
Yeah.
So, but we got to see that, and I was like, that is the craziest thing ever.
That is,
like,
so cool.
What even?
I feel like every Adam Sandler movie I've ever seen has been filmed in Hawaii.
Right?
Like, he has the best life ever. He goes to Hawaii every couple of months, mm-hmm. films a movie with his best friends, and then makes millions.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding?
Yes. His movies are so hilarious.
Ten
like,
out
I
of
literally
ten.
Literally can't.
10 out of 10.
Ugh. So good.
But no, that would have been so cool because I love that movie. Like, whenever I fly, it's usually one of the ones I like to download because it's such a good plane movie. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And I just kept thinking about the one scene where they're teaching the kid how to swim. And he's like, I'm like, I'm seeing that right now. That's the pool. Like, oh my Lanta.
Iconic.
But so
iconic sights.
That was amazing. Just like off the bat, I was like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, how is this real? But so the hotel we were staying at, like, infinity pool, like, right.
Ooh.
Where, like, we had a balcony and you could see the infinity pool, like, where you could go chill.
Okay,
and then
fancy.
So infinity pool, and then you keep looking out, it's the ocean.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Gorgeous views, like, insane.
Uh-huh.
So good. So that was a fun thing. So our first day there, we did an escape room because we always want to do escape rooms, like, wherever.
Dude,
we go.
I love escape rooms. Yes. You did one in Australia, right?
I did, yes. It was me and Kelsey.
Fire.
Yeah. But we did that. It was so fun. It was like a creepy doll one, though. Like,
ooh.
I wasn't expecting it to be so
that.
Scary, but it was good. Like,
okay.
Lots of rooms and lots of different, like, you know, games and
yeah.
stuff. So that was fun. We also got acai bowls.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Every day. It
Were
was
they better
crazy.
Than the ones we had in Australia?
100%. Side note, the ones in Australia had the weirdest aftertaste.
They were, like, genuinely rotten.
They had to be rotten.
But it was only for, like, the first four
yes.
bites, and then it was fine.
Like, you ate it a few times, and you're like, oh, it's gone. We're good.
Like, I took a bite, and I, like, looked at Caitlin, and I was like, does yours taste weird? And she was like, yeah. And then, like, four bites later, I was like, well, it's good now.
it was weird too because the granola there was like different, and I was like, oh
yeah, it was.
But I was like, I'm not wasting my money. I'm just gonna eat.
I'm eating this whole thing.
Like, whatever, it's fine. We're at Bondi Beach, whatever. Just gonna deal with it.
Do it for the vibes.
Do it for the vibes. Yes.
So, anyways, you had a really good acai bowl.
So good.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
We went there a few times. Like, it was. Delish.
I feel like there is no better experience than eating an acai bowl on the beach in Hawaii.
Right?
Like, that is peak life.
Yes. It was... the whole trip was so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it so much. But, yeah. So, that was so good. So fire. We went to this one restaurant. It was, like, burgers and fries.
Okay.
Very, like, I don't know. Something you'd, like, get regular American food restaurant, mm-hmm. whatever. I forgot the name of it, but it was, like, a brand in Hawaii. And it was so good.
Was it Bubba's Burgers, potentially?
Maybe.
Because we went to a Bubba's Burgers. We didn't go to Maui, but...
I can't remember.
My brother, like, still talks about it to this day because it was, like, cheap burgers, but they were, like, actually really good.
Yeah.
So.
Like, what we had, they give you a ton of fries and then, like, a burger.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really good. It was so good. And only a few chains, but hashtag iconic. I'm blinking on what we ate all the other days, which is kind of sad. But one of the stand-up moments is we got to go snorkeling.
Oh.
Which was great.
Yeah, snorkeling in Hawaii
yes,
is amazing.
Like, it was so fun. And the crazy thing was we didn't even have to, like, buy a ticket to go on a tour. Like, right outside of our hotel where the ocean, like, started or whatever, easy sites for snorkeling. You rented gear right there. We saw turtles. I mean, there was coral
no
everywhere.
Way.
Like, yeah.
That is so cool.
It was right there.
That
I mean,
is so cool.
We swam out a ways, and I was like, this is the farthest I've ever been in the ocean. I'm scared right now.
Yeah.
But saw so much. Like,
yeah.
It was me and my mom, and we were like, this is not real. And my mom was like, I'm never going on one of those other boat trips again. We're just going to rent some snorkeling gear. She does not have a country accent. I don't know why I did that.
No, but I feel like when I imitate my mom, like, I always do a weird voice.
Right.
Like,
it's
that's just part of the vibe.
Yeah. Always part
Dude,
of the vibe.
Dude, that's so cool. Because I've been to Hawaii twice. Mm-hmm. We did the Big Island, and then we did Kauai. And, like,
yes.
the snorkeling there is, like, unmatched. Like, I remember we did a couple times where we just, like, went to a beach and, like, did mm-hmm. snorkel gear. And then we did some tours. Like, we did Captain Cook's Monument in the Big Island, which is, like, some of the best snorkeling I've ever seen. Like, it was so cool. But... snorkeling in Hawaii is just, like, a different experience. And I feel like the water's so calm, too. Like, it's just, like,
so
easy
calm.
To swim around.
So calm. I was very happy.
Yeah. Have you ever been snorkeling before?
No, that was the first time.
No way.
Literally, first time.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, I was like, this is not real.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
That's fire. That's fire.
It was really cool. And, like, I didn't realize how easy it is to just float.
Yeah.
Like, you float.
Yep.
And you look.
That's it. Like,
you can go, like, under if you want to, but, yeah.
Yeah, dude, when we were in Australia, and I went down to go under, and my flipper came off. Well, I was like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? And, like, I literally, like, I was, like, freaking out, like,
oh my gosh,
panicking. And, like, I eventually, like, went down, and I got in. I was like, I never went under again, because I was like, nope. I'm not losing a flipper.
Yeah.
No!
I will say, those flippers make me feel like a whole mermaid.
Yeah.
You're like, I even, like, move my feet at the same time. I was like, living my mermaid moments. It's like, yes.
There you go.
But I would have been so scared if that happened to me.
Yeah, I was terrified. But I mean, it was literally like 30 seconds and then I got it back. And I was like, why am I freaking out like this? But like, I'm mm-hmm. like in the ocean. Like, the boat was a decent ways away. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't trust Australia ocean. Like, who knows what creatures lie in here? Yes. Like, I'm terrified.
Yes. Well, yeah, we saw a really weird, like, animal.
Ooh.
While we were snorkeling, mm-hmm. I think it was like some weird lobster.
Oh.
Like, Hawaiian lobster or something. It was like huge.
I don't like that.
It was really big though. And me and my mom like looked at each other and we just swam so
yep.
fast. We were like, get away. We do not want this thing to move.
I'm good. I'm good. Like, I saw you with my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go look from over here.
Mm-hmm. It's a little kooky for me. I was like, that's too much.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. I don't know what that is.
Like, the ocean scares me just because of how many, like, weird creatures.
Yes.
That we just have no idea what they're capable of. Like,
mm-hmm.
did you see that viral clip of that anglerfish?
No.
That, like, went up to the surface of the water?
No.
Dude, so there's this, like, viral clip probably a couple weeks ago. And so, like, anglerfish typically are deep sea fish. Like,
isn't that the one from Finding Nemo?
The one with the light?
Yeah. Is that it?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't seen Finding Nemo in a while. I'm sure there is one. I don't remember. But so it's like this clip and this anglerfish is just like right at the surface of the water. And like everyone like was like crying over it because they were like, oh my God, like you just wanted to see the light before it died.
Oh.
And like all this stuff. It was like crazy. Yeah.
We gotta look that up after this. That's crazy.
But yeah, like just like stuff like that. I'm like, the ocean is weird. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, that too. There was this one guy who was like, when you go back out there, like, stop breathing for a second and you can hear the whales, like, communicating.
Shut up.
We could. But it's also like, that's crazy. Like, we can hear that.
No
way. Like, they're in the water with us, though. That's like what I, you know?
That is so sick.
It was really cool. It was really cool. But it's also like, that huge animal is in the water with us.
You're like, what else is in the water with us? Like,
I was like nervous that I would like look up and see a shark or something.
Yeah. I feel like you kind of know if you're going into shark infested waters though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, we didn't like, there weren't any warnings or anything. Like, everyone is out. So I feel like they would say something.
Yeah.
But,
well,
yeah.
I'm glad you're alive in one piece and you didn't get bit by a shark.
Yes. I mean, it was crazy. It was like the end of whale season.
Yeah.
So we didn't see a ton. There was like, we saw like maybe one or two, just like their tails out and stuff.
Oh, that's
stuff like
so
that, which
cool.
was cool, but we didn't go on like the whale tour or anything because we just didn't see a lot.
Yeah.
So we were like, we probably wouldn't see a lot on a boat either.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we got to hear them.
That is so cool.
That was the coolest part.
You know what? So I went to Alaska last summer, and we did a whale watching tour.
Ooh.
And so they were like telling us that they like migrate from like Alaska to Hawaii during mating season.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have seen a whale that I saw in Alaska.
Oh, my Lanta. Imagine.
Yeah. Isn't that so cool? Like, because it's the same whales. They just
that is sick.
Go from Hawaii to Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make that huge trip, which is crazy.
It's like, I'm like, bro, like, why are you swimming that far? For what?
Yes.
I mean, the warmth. Low-key, I would too.
The warmth. The sun.
Thank God. The whales are just like us.
Yeah.
They get us.
They're us. They are us.
We are the whales.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cool because when we were in Alaska, I like took a picture of the tail and like you can identify the whale like by the patterns on the back of their tail, and like mine was really good. Ooh. And so like the boat tour had like a book of all the whales, and like I was able to like match up my photo with the
that
whale in the book.
So cool.
His name was Kelp.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really neat.
So they like from those patterns, they like give them names and like know.
Because
wow.
it's like a tiger with their stripes, like everyone is different. So yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
It was fire. I was like, ooh, I'm like a little oceanographer, like marine biology career
literally,
incoming.
Literally.
Oh, man. Okay, so you went snorkeling. What else did you do?
Let me see. I don't know. Like, most of our days, we would go on the beach and chill. Or we would sit, like, because, again, our hotel, like, looked out into the water from, like, the pool area.
Yeah.
So we would just chill at the pool area. I'd read my book.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, we were vibing.
Yeah.
It was great. So, I mean, just enjoyed it.
I think it's, like, so funny how different people vacation so differently. Because, like, my family, we cannot sit at the pool.
See?
We cannot sit on the beach. We have to be doing something all hours of the day.
Yeah. See, that's how we usually are. Not going to lie. It was like a little different this time because my mom, she would like go off to do her softball like recruiting videos for kids there.
Yeah.
So that was like part of the trip. She had a few days where she made videos for them. Which was cool. So it was just me, my grandma, and my grandma likes to chill.
Yeah.
So I was like, ah, it's fine. I'll just chill at the pool. But yeah, I know, because sometimes I'm like, be doing something else right now. I don't have to just lay here.
But like at the end of the day, it is nice to relax. I just like don't have that gene in me. Like I definitely realized that when we were in Australia.
Yes, but
with like so many people, everybody has things that they like to do differently while on vacation.
Yeah.
Personally, for me, I like to maximize my experience, book every tour I can, go see everything. Like, but some people, vacation is about relaxation.
Yes. Well, I enjoyed going with you all the time because I was like, I don't want to stay in the room.
Yeah.
I don't want to stay in the room and just, like, waste my time.
Appreciate you, girl.
We are going to go. We're going to get so many steps in, and we are going to see so much.
We're going to see this dang city.
We are going to see this dang city. Exactly. Exactly. I feel like, though, like, all of our hotels in Australia were in good spots.
We were such good locations.
Yeah. Just to be able to walk around and do stuff.
Like, yeah.
Literally.
I mean, we don't have transportation. Like.
Yeah.
What am I going to do, hop on the charter bus? Like,
yeah.
Hey, who's driving this bus? Yeah.
We couldn't do that in, what, Auckland? Is that where we were in New Zealand?
Yeah, because our hotel was, like, off.
Yeah.
Not that there was really much to see there anyways, besides the sulfur spa.
That ruined half my clothes.
Bro, do you still have sulfur in your clothes?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, I have a bag of clothes that still smell like sulfur.
Oh, no.
And they're all my favorite clothes, too.
No.
It's depressing. I was actually going to try and fix them again tonight. I've tried like 20 times, but you know.
Oh, is it at least getting better?
In most of my clothes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I need to like my rubber bracelets, like because I had them on when we were there. Like they definitely had a sulfur smell for a while, but I think they're okay now. But yeah, like even like something small like that. Like,
yeah.
I had to throw away my tote bag. I had to throw away my swimsuit. I was like, I'm actually really upset about the tote bag because I like it a lot, but
yeah,
it is what it is. It had to go.
Yeah.
I couldn't put anything else in there ever. And like my favorite shirt did smell like sulfur for a little bit there, but I think I like, because luckily I didn't really, like I wore it when we were walking around, but like I kept it separate for the most part.
Yeah.
So it was fine at the end of the day, but I'm sorry that your favorite clothes smell like sulfur.
It's okay. See, I thought I separated them pretty well, but I guess I didn't.
Dude.
Because it literally transferred to so much.
I showered, like, the night we went, I got in the shower. I fully scrubbed my body with body wash.
It did not.
I was still in the shower. I did it again.
Uh-huh.
Did not help in any way, shape, or form.
Yes, I remember that. Like, my hair smelled like it. I was like, it's never going away.
It's like, I hate it here. Like, I can't do it. Like,
yeah.
But it was such a fun experience that it, like, didn't really matter.
Yeah, it was sick.
Mean,
our tour guide was cool.
He was so fun. I really liked him. He was, like, he felt like Gandalf to me. Like,
yes.
I was like, Gandalf, that you?
Oh, we got to go to Hobbiton, and then we see him, you know.
I was like, dang, we getting a full experience. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Fire.
Oh, yes. Oh, fun times. So good.
Oh, man. Okay, what is the rest of your semester looking like?
It's pretty good. I'll say last week and this week are the toughest because I have my midterms.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been, like, grinding out for all of that. Other than that, I think it's pretty chill.
Okay, fire.
We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, you know. I'm VP programming, and, like, my biggest thing for that for my house was Founders Day. And that was on Saturday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It went well. Yeah, it went really good.
What'd you guys do?
We just had alumni come to our house, and our chefs didn't cook anything, so I had to go buy all the stuff. So I kind of made, like, a Pinteresty, like, setup moment. It was pretty good. Ooh. I was scared we were going to run out of food at one point, but we didn't, so that's good.
Thank God.
But I made it very, like, Pinteresty-esque. So
and there was probably
fun.
Vegetarian options for you because, you know, you picked out the food.
Exactly. That was cool. Being able to pick out the food, I was like, hey.
You had the power.
Fire. Yeah. So that was fun. So that big event is, like, over with and done. So off the tasks. But yeah, I've started doing this thing where I like trying to do something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to do that. It's like a challenge for 30 days, but I'll probably continue it on.
That's so fun. Have you done yours today yet?
I have not.
What are you planning on doing?
It's either going to be like draw something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I used to draw a lot and I haven't in a hot sec.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to make like a bracelet.
Ooh.
Or I'm going to, bring a blanket outside and look at the stars for a bit. But it might be too cold for that.
Yeah, that might be a
later one. Like I want to do that a
couple weeks from now kind of one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a little cold today.
Mm-hmm. But
ooh.
I know, it's very cold today. I was like, this is not it.
I don't like it.
But
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. As Apple
mentioned. I'm tired of it. Oh!
I'm tired of this, Grandpa. All right, are we ready for the question of the day?
Let's get it.
So this one has literally no basis to anything ever, but if you could live in any decade, what would you pick and why?
Any decade. I'm going to base this off of a movie. I'm going to say the 80s
mm-hmm.
because I love Stranger Things.
Dude!
And maybe I can be a part of that cast, living in the 80s.
Dude, that would be so fun.
That's going to be my fantasy world.
Yeah. Dude, season 3 of Stranger Things is, like, actually, like...
the best!
The most iconic, like, the colors.
So
like,
good!
I was like, I love that they went away from, like, the dark, dreary aesthetic of all the other seasons for that. Because I was like, yes, this is what I want. Like,
yes.
Play into this 80s, like, video game, like...
The total vibes from that. July 4th release, like, come on.
Oh!
I was at our July 4th party having the best time and watching Stranger Things come
on. I have such nostalgia.
Yes. Same.
Because of Stranger Things season 3. And like, were you on TikTok at that time?
I was not.
Okay, so on TikTok, everybody's profile pictures was like Alexi with his little Slurpee. And so like, I just have like such peak nostalgia of like scrolling through every video during the summer and like mm-hmm. bright colors and everybody's profile picture was Alexi with his little Slurpee.
Yes.
And I was like, I love this.
So good.
Oh, man. I, like, I need season 5, like, now.
Yes.
Like, I need it. Like, I need air.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait anymore.
It's been so long. Like, it's... I can't believe we were, like, in elementary school when it came out.
That's insane.
Like, isn't that weird to think about? And they're only on season 5.
Mm. That's crazy.
And this is last season.
Do you think anybody's gonna die next season?
I think so.
Who do you think it's gonna be? I know it's
hard. I don't think it's gonna be Steve.
No.
I don't think so.
I think people love Steve too much. I think if they killed Steve, like, everyone would literally
be
in shambles.
Yeah.
Like, think about Eddie. Eddie was in the show for, like, a couple episodes, and everyone was, like, freaking
yes.
out about him.
I loved Eddie.
Yeah.
He was great.
But, like, we can't get rid of Steve.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think it might be Nancy.
Yeah.
I think it might be Nancy.
I can see that happening.
Nancy, who else? Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking on all the other ones. I don't think Lucas is going to.
No.
I don't think Max is.
I don't think she is either.
No, I don't think she is.
Because they basically already went through it once. Like, we don't need her to die again, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, okay, Nancy and Dustin. They're my top
not
two.
Dustin.
I think Dustin possibly.
No, you can't kill Dustin. I love him too much.
He's so great.
I think it's going to be Mike, Will, or Elle. I think it's going to be one of them, because I think Elle could very possibly sacrifice herself
and burn out
to beat Vecna. Mm-hmm. I could very easily see that happening. I think Will also, because he has like his connection to the Upside Down. Mm-hmm. I think he might. Something's going to happen. And then I also just low-key want Mike to get the axe because he annoys me. So,
so many.
If anybody's
going to
die, I hope it's Mike. Yeah, I'm going to speak my truth, you know? Like, that's just how I feel.
Oh. Well, there you have it. Stranger Things theories.
Boom.
A. Period.
Alrighty, well, I think that's all we have for today. Yes. Well, as always, thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned in, Tigers.